Hello, I'm Kirk Wise.
I'm Gary Trousdale.
We are the directors of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And thank you for buying this disc.
You're going to see one of the deleted sequences from the film. This is a sequence we call Esmeralda's Prayer. There are two songs written for the sequence. One was called God Help the Outcasts, and another was called Someday.
Interestingly enough, the original song we wrote for this was God Help the Outcasts, and it was felt at the time that maybe we wanted to energize the sequence and make it a bigger
something
moment.
Bigger and more emphatic. So Alan went back and wrote Someday, which was a terrific tune, but when we looked at it, we decided that ultimately it was too big for the moment. We wanted something much more intimate, much more humble. And both versions are sung by the very talented Heidi Mollenhauer.
For a running commentary, please switch to your analog channels now.
Hi, I'm Alan Menken, composer.
And I'm Stephen Schwartz, lyricist.
And this is the intro to Someday, which actually was...
But actually, at this point, it could be the intro to God Help the Outcasts, because it starts almost the same. Here's where I had to change the lyrics in order to get to the word someday. So the second half of the lyrics are changed.
Yeah. And as I remember, we were really happy with the way God Help the Outcasts had come out, but there was a request made that we try something that was bigger, more anthem-like.
Well, I think one of the things that happened was that at that point, the film hadn't been put together, so we were looking at individual numbers, and God Help the Outcasts looked small and intimate, and the thought was, no, we need a great big moment here. And I think you and I, who had kind of the score arc in mind, perhaps, said, well, we wanted this to be a small and intimate moment,
right.
And at that point there was the thought, well, no, we really like a great big anthem instead.
Or just to try it and see what happens, and of course we did it. I fell passionately in love with it, and then actually Someday remained in for probably more of the process of creating Hunchback of Notre Dame than God Help the Outcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we couldn't bear to let go of the song, so we stuck it on at the end. I still like the idea we came up with right at the very end, when it was really too late to do, of putting them together in a way, and using God Help the Outcasts as an intro, which would have been in this section right here in the... within the cathedral, and then as she went into Someday, we would have gone out of the cathedral and seen the poor people of Paris and the poor gypsies, and it would have truly taken on a more anthemic and larger scope to it. I still think that might have been an interesting idea, but of course it was, by the time we thought of it, too late.
As it stands now, though, of course, now we have the ability to have both songs have a life. You know, when we do, which I think we will do, our theatrical adaptation, hopefully we'll find a way to bring both of them back in, as I was able to with Human Again and Beauty.
Oh, definitely. Well, they really are, even though they're set in the same context, they're very different in feel.
Yeah.
You know, God Help the Outcast is very small and very personal and an intimate moment, and this is a great big statement about trying to change the world,
yeah.
Basically.
And somehow in the production recording, I don't think we ever captured quite what we were after. We needed a motor that really disappeared, and the song would just start from nothing and build into something quite large. And in the end, when they put back in God Help the Outcast in a small little demo form, things fell back into place for the picture.
Well, I think certainly we made the right decision for the picture. I think God Help the Outcast worked better there.